Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa idha huyitum bi tahiyatin fa hayyu bi ahsana minha wa rudduha. Inna Allaha kana ala kulli shay'in hasiba. Wa qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam a'jazun nas man ajaza fi ad-du'a wa abkharun nas man bakhira fi as-salam. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama kiram, brothers, brothers and elders in Islam, we had been discussing the relationship we ought to have, or we have with every mu'min, and the rights of the mu'minin that come upon us. We had mentioned in brief, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that we are believers and we are brothers to each other. Irrespective of our colors, our language, our background, our social status. And together with that, we had also mentioned what this great spectacle of brotherhood was very, very prominent in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how they were closely knit with each other and how this brotherhood used to reflect in their daily lives and in their interaction. We had also mentioned how unfortunately Allah give us tawfiq, how we have created artificial barriers between ourselves and our Muslim brothers, sometimes on the basis of color, sometimes language, sometimes background, sometimes social standing, sometimes profession, sometimes area-wise, country-wise, town-wise. We have created artificial barriers wherein we find that Muslim brotherhood is not like how it ought to be. Together with that, we had mentioned the rights in order to secure this and enhance this muhabbat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs us about rights of a Muslim upon a next Muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also enumerated in the Quran those things that we should abstain from regarding our Muslim brothers. We had been mentioning the rights, and the first right we had mentioned is وَيُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْهِ إِذَا لَقِيَهُ. When a Muslim meets another Muslim, then he ought to make salam to him. This is the right of a Muslim upon the next Muslim. Salam is the right of the next Muslim on the basis of him having iman and having Islam. We ought to greet that person. This is not restricted only to people that were our acquaintances, people that we know. In fact, this is from the signs of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, إِنَّ مِنْ أَشْرَاتِ السَّاعَةِ أَن يُسَلِّمَ الرَّجُلَ عَلَى رَجُلٍ لَا يُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا لِلْمَعْرِفَةِ. From the signs and portents of the Day of Judgment is this, that a person will not greet his Muslim brother, but except on account of his acquaintance with him. He's acquainted with him, that is why he's greeting him. And those people that he's not acquainted with, he does not greet. In fact, in the pre-Islamic days, greeting is such a thing that is found nearly every nation and every tribe. There's some form of expression of love, some form of expression of love from one person to another person, some form of expression where this person expresses his love and affection for the next person. Pre-Islamic days, there were funny words that were used. Hayyak Allah, may Allah give you life. An'im bika, an'im sabahan, you have a good morning. An'im bika Allahu. Words of that nature, where people used to express their feelings towards the next feelings, which is not really meaningful and which did not have any effect as far as the love is concerned. But Islam is such a comprehensive and complete religion, it has taught us such a beautiful salam, form of salam, that is very, very comprehensive, and we find that it is all fulfilling. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And this was initiated when Adam alayhi salam was created, from that time. That is why the salam in Jannat, also salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. The angels also will say salamun alaikum, same words are pronounced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the angels, by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned that Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam was created. It was told to him that you'll see angels around you. He saw angels around him. It was told to him, go and greet them with assalamu alaikum. And whatever they will reply, that will be the reply of your progeny. Adam alayhi salam had greeted them with assalamu alaikum, and they had mentioned wa alaikum salam. So this was where salam was initiated, from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam. And if you look at the words of salam, they have so many different connotations and so many different dimensions of this word salam. One hadith is mentioned that as-salamu ismun min asma'illah. This is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salam is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we read, As-salamu al-mu'minu al-muhaymin al-aziz al-jabbar in the Quranic ayat also. That salam is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the people of the earth with. That is why spread it amongst you. Spread this word salam amongst you. And whosoever comes to a gathering and greets them with assalamu alaikum, then he has a distinction over them because he has reminded them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has reminded them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and replied to his salam. Because if you do not reply to his salam, then a creation better than you replies to his salam, and that is the angels. So the first thing is when a person greets an ex-Muslim, so to say, he is reminding him about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some mufassirin say, Allahu raqibun alayk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your guardian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that takes care of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after you. In other words, reminding him and he branding himself that we are all under the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ought to turn to him, to be obedient to him, turn to him for all our needs, and to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our worship. And all our acts of ibadah, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to say, he is reminding his Muslim brother about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some say he is wishing good for him, that may you be safe from pain and worry, etc., and distress. This is what he is wishing for his Muslim brother. Some say he is making dua for his Muslim brother, that may peace be upon you, and the mercy of Allah, and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a comprehensive dua. The peace, everybody is looking and searching for peace. May peace be upon you. And may the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you. May the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you. A most comprehensive dua. That's something that we're all yearning for and looking for. Rahmat from the side of Allah. Barakat from the side of Allah. Together with that, peace from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some say no. He is expressing his, comforting his Muslim brother and telling him, Anta aminu minni. You are safe from me. You are safe from me is the expression where he is guaranteeing the Muslim brother of his safety from his side. Otherwise, there will be no danger for you from my side. So these are the different connotations, the different meanings in just this one expression that Allah Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the light of this hadith, we understand that it is the duty of a Muslim upon an ex-Muslim to greet him. So when a person is greeting the next Muslim, that is why before we greet, we should fully understand what we are doing and what words we are saying and what is the meaning of these words so that we can say it with more zeal and enthusiasm. When you know I'm making dua for my Muslim brother, who I'm wishing safety for him, who I'm reminding him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously when we are conscious of these affairs, of these matters, then there will be more zeal and there will be more enthusiasm when we are saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It won't merely be a custom, won't merely be a ritual, won't merely be a formality that we are just saying and we are not aware of the meaning. Together with that, we find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us here, it is the right of a mu'min. So when you see a mu'min, then we should try and fulfill his right. With that intention, greet the person that he has a right over me and I should greet him. Together with that, it's the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A sunnah to muakkira, ulama have mentioned that to greet salam, to say salam, and to initiate the salam also is the sunnah. To say the salam first, so we should try and precede our Muslim brothers in saying the salam. We had mentioned another benefit of preceding the salam is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that a person that precedes and initiates the salam, he is free from pride. He is free from pride, and he is closer to Allah subhanahu wa taala. So we are fulfilling the right. We are fulfilling the sunnah. Inshallah, we are emptying and freeing ourselves from this great malady and sickness of pride. We are getting the closeness. We need the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we are greeting a Muslim brother. And together with that, there is love that is enhanced, like is mentioned in the hadith, that أَفَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوا تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Should I not show you something if you carry out, then it will create mutual love amongst yourself. And what was that? أَفْشُ السَّلَامِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Spread the salam amongst you. So this will be a means of creating love and muhabbat between ourselves. It will also be a means of elevating ourselves. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, "Afshu salami hatta ta'alu." Spread the salam, the kay ta'alu. Or kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Afshu salami kay ta'alu." Spread the salam so that you may be risen in rank. So your ranks are risen by saying the salam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as far as the wars, etc. are concerned. Similar with that, it is also a dua. We're making dua for our Muslim brother when we see him. Together with that, the great rewards that we get. The person says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, makes the complete salam, then he gets 30 rewards. Imagine a person from en route to the masjid or going home from the masjid
or in the bazaars, meet somebody and he says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just says it 10 times, 300 rewards for him. He says it 20 times, then 600 rewards for him. That's why it is recorded that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to go to the bazaars, not to buy and sell anything, merely to make the salam, to meet people and say the salam to him, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And as I mentioned, when this is the right of a Muslim brother, then there should be no distinction, and we should, regardless of who the person is, he's a Muslim, he has iman in his heart, and he has a right over me, I have to greet him. We should not be choosy in our greeting, and we should not be also miserly when it comes to greeting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, أَبْخَلُ النَّاسِ مَنْ بَخِلَ فِي السَّلَامِ or كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, the most miserly person is the person that's miserly when it comes to salam. We find many people sometimes do not greet for reasons whatever Allah Ta'ala knows best. They do not greet people. They hardly greet people. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the most miserly person is that person who is a miser as far as salam is concerned. Otherwise, on one end, you're getting free rewards from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, it's so easy to say the salam. And thirdly, you have the occasions to say the salam. There are people living in wilderness. I know of a friend is living one place in Canada. He says, we are the only Muslim family here in this town. Can you imagine? Only Muslim family. It doesn't come across any other Muslim. No opportunity to make salam. Here we find hundreds of Muslims. We meet every day. We see them. We interact with them. Yet we do not make salam. And we lose this great opportunity of getting. Some ulama kiram mention a very strange thing. He says we should earnestly greet the next person to get his du'as. He may be an accepted person in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he's going to say me wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, his du'as will be accepted. And the mercies of Allah, the peace from the side of Allah, mercies of Allah, and the barakat and blessings from the side of Allah will come and shower upon me. So we should go out to meet that person and meet every person with this hope that he may be an accepted servant in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I may be blessed by him saying wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to me. So there are great, great benefits here in saying salam, apart from being the right, as I mentioned, the sunnah, making a dua for your Muslim brother, giving him the guarantee that he's safe, reminding him about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and many other virtues Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. As far as the 30 rewards are concerned, in one riwayat, mentioned Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated, one sahabi had come and he said assalamu alaikum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said 10. Thereafter another sahabi had come and said assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said 20. Then a third sahabi had come and said assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said 30. Otherwise telling them, informing us that if you say assalamu alaikum, you get 10 rewards. Say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, you get 20 rewards. And if you say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, you get 30 rewards. And in the ayat that I recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. If you are greeted with a greeting, فَرُدُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا. If you are greeted with a greeting, then reply with a greeting that is better. Somebody tells you assalamu alaikum, then tell him assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Somebody tells you assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, tell him assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Otherwise, the better. And if you cannot do that, or rudduha, whatever he says, then you at least reply to whatever he's saying. Say assalamu alaikum, say wa alaikum assalam. And if you say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, tell him assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If you say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, then repeat what he's saying. Here we are taught how to answer. The etiquette of how to answer a person when he's saying salam. And the words of salam have to be like it is shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One person who had initially met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the first time, he told him, alayka salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, that is the salam for the people that have passed away. This is the tahiyyatul mayyit. You should say assalamu alaikum. The sequence of the salam also should be like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. You should not say alaikum salam, but you should say assalamu alaikum. Some people, very funnily, when a person says them assalamu alaikum, they also say assalamu alaikum. This is not the reply. The reply is wa alaikum assalam. This is the reply. Another strange thing ulama kiram mentioned, that here if you are addressing one person, for those that know the Arabic language, you do not say assalamu alaik. You are saying assalamu alaikum. You are using the plural. Why are you using the plural? There's two reasons some ulama kiram have mentioned. One is out of respect and honor. You are addressing this person in the plural sense. And the other one is you are greeting with him, you are greeting in the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are with every person. So here in this manner you get the sawab of greeting not one person, but greeting three people. You are saying assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the wisdom of all the sunnahs and the sunnat ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the sequence also should be maintained. And our deed is so beautiful, especially with the salam. A person can go to any part of the dunya, go to any part of the world, and you wish to express your love, your sentiments, and an expression of love and affection for your Muslim brother. You are in China, but you do not know the Chinese language. You are in India, you do not know the Indian language. You are in Germany, you do not know the German language. But assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, a universal salam that transfers your sentiments of feeling of love and affection to that Muslim brother that is opposite from you, whether he's a Chinese person, whether he's from America or Germany. He says, wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And here you are. You are, so to say, interacting with this Muslim brother, even though you do not know his background, you don't know his language, but with assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, this expression of love and feelings of love are transferred to the heart of this person. This is the beauty of our deen. And if you look at the entire deen, our deen, we find we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the azan, the namaz carried out in the Arabic language, the du'as that we make in the Arabic language, the Quran Park that we recite in the Arabic language. It's such a language that bonds us together, irrespective of where we are. That feeling of being unfamiliar and strangeness, a strange feeling, is not found in any part of the world. Person goes to any masjid in any part of the world, the azan is called out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Whether it is the Arabian land, whether it is the Persian land, whether it is the land of the kuffar, where they are only non-Muslim, whether it is the land where the language is French or the language is in German, the call is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. A person feels at home wherever he is. Imam starts with namaz with Allahu Akbar and recites the Qur'an. Some of the du'as are made also in the Arabic language, Zikrullah, the Qur'an, of the Qur'an. All these are bonding and cementing factors that bonds this entire ummah and makes us one Muslim brotherhood. The more we enhance these things and the more we promote them amongst us, we'll find the more love is engendered and the more feelings of kindness and welfare are generated in the hearts of ourselves. So here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us there's a right of a Muslim to greet that person. Further, if you look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that, like one alim writes, or one arif billah writes, that some people are miserly with their wealth, and some people are very miserly with their smiles. Very miserly with their smiles. Ask the doctors that look after the teeth, they will tell you how what it is, what a smile means to the next person, and how, ask the doctors how easy it is for a person to smile. Frowning is difficult, but smiling is very, very easy. There's less muscles used there. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to smile all the time. That one great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, tells us that whenever I looked at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiling with me. And I never saw Rasulullah sallallahu, I always saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiling. I think there's a riwayat of Anas radiallahu anhu also that says that I never saw anybody smiling more than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that smiling in the face of your Muslim brother when you meet him is charity, sadaqatun lak. It's a sadaqah for you, it is charity for you. When you look at your Muslim brother and you smile, but it's gone so unfound in our society that when a person begins to smile, then there's suspicion coming up in the heart of a Muslim. That person has something sinister, some sinister idea, or something, he has up to something now. He has some ulterior motive why he's smiling with me. No, a smile, here we find, is also from the etiquette of making the salam to the Muslim brother, is to smile in his face. And one riwayat is mentioned, do not belittle any good deed, even if it means meeting your Muslim brother with a smiling face. Another hadith we understand, that min tamami tahiyyati al-akhdu bil yad, that what is the perfection of salam, what completes the salam, is to make musafa with that person, to greet that person and to shake hands with that person. One person asks us, Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, should Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam make salam with you? He says, whenever I had met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I should make musafa and make salam with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and I was not there. When I was informed and I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was lying down. And when I came to him, he embraced me, وَذَلَكَ أَجْوَدْ وَأَجْوَدْ وَأَجْوَدْ. And that was very, very nice when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam embraced me. So together with the salam, the opportunity persists. Not at all times, the ulama kiram mentioned, sometimes it becomes cumbersome for a person to be shaking hands all the time. But especially on meeting and especially on parting, a person should shake hands. Some countries are found quite strangely, even if a person meets that person every day, upon meeting they shake hands with that person. And upon parting they shake hands with the person, even if they are meeting every day. Why? It was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when you meet a person, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that you should shake hands. And when you part from the person, you should shake hands. When you enter into a home, وَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا, greet them with salam. And when you're leaving, فَسَلِّمُوا فَأَوْدِيُوا أَهْلَهُ بِالسَّلَامِ, Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, bid them farewell with saying assalamu alaikum. So to say the salam, and together with that, to shake the hands of a Muslim brother, which is a very, very great act of merit and sawab. What are the sawabs and rewards that you get when you shake the hands of the Muslim brother? Shaking the hands of a Muslim brother, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, tanasarat khatayahuma kama tarasarat al-waraqu min ash-shajar. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that the sins of both the people drop off like how dry leaves drop off from a tree. Like how leaves drop off from a tree, that is how the sins drop off when the two of them meet. Before they part and before they separate, the sins are forgiven. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, tahattat, tahattat, zunubahuma, zunubahuma, the sins fall off. Kama tahattat, kama tahattat, waraqo, min ash-shajar al-yabisi fi yawmin, in a day. Like how the leaves fall off from a tree that is completely dry on a day where it is very windy, where there is a stormy wind getting out, where a stormy wind is getting out, is blowing, like how the wind, the leaves fall off the trees, that is how the sins fall off these two people when they shake hands. And before their hands can part, their sins are forgiven. And one riwayat, Rasulullah tells us, even if their sins equal to the foams of the sea, even if their sins equal to the foam of the sea, when two Muslim brothers meet, and thereafter, before their hands can part, their sins are forgiven. That is why we find the people saying, Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum, it is not a sunnah, but with this hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive my sins and forgive your sins. That is why I'm shaking hands with you. What a great ibadat. And this also we find today has become rare in the ummah, that people do not shake hands too much in a hurry to go away. Or sometimes we find that they go to such extent that for every small thing they shake hands. Person gives the bayan and stands up, everybody is lining up to shake hands. Some ulama kiram mentioned here that we show consideration to that person. Yes, there's another dimension to this. Some ulama kiram mentioned, it was mentioned by Maulana Abdul Hay, Dr. Abdul Hay Rahmatullah Alayhi, was a Khalifa of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, that when I see a gathering of people standing up to shake hands with me, then I do not feel elated that because of my virtue they are coming to me, but I look at it from the other perspective, that there may be some pious people in here, and by me shaking their hands, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me, and the barakat from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to me because of these pious people that are there. That is, you will find, that is why you will find that the zawq and temperament differs of our kabir. Some of them find it cumbersome and make one salam because they wish to be excused because of their weaknesses, etc. And the others take the opportunity of making salam to every single person, looking at it from a different perspective. So shaking salam, making salam, and shaking hands in essence with a Muslim brother is not empty of reward. There are great rewards and great merit there. So when the opportunity exists, we should not desist. Some of us, as I mentioned previously, come very close, and even when they come close, they lift their hands. They come close to you and they lift their hands out of greeting. This is not the way a Muslim greets. A Muslim should be greeting by shaking hands with the next Muslim brother. Like Abu Zar radiallahu anhu says, whenever I met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then I went up and made salam and made musafa with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the proper way of musafa is making with two hands. Making it with two hands, one sahabi radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says that kaffi bayna kaffayhi, my palm was between the palms of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how I had made musafa with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the way of our saints and our pious people to make musafa in that manner. So here we find that the first right of a Muslim brother is to make salam to him. And the perfection of salam is to, for a person to shake hands with a Muslim brother. Together with the salam, we should also give him the smile. As I mentioned, it will be a reward of sadaqah separately for us. And together with us, by shaking his hands, all our minor sins, inshallah, will be forgiven. Inshallah, we'll continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.